speak of the present Pope of the Roman Church, it's clear that the present Pope views the Virgin Mary and the messages that are coming through the Virgin Mary as the guiding influence of not only the Catholic Church, but of his papacy. He has been miraculously saved, he believes, through the assassination attempt through the powers of the Virgin Mary. And after that event, he went to Fatima, Portugal, to give homage to the Virgin of Fatima that he believes that saved him. And he, in this book, which is one of many books that speaks of Fatima, you see a cathedral that's built there, and we would like to return your thoughts, particularly if you went through the King of the North study, to the information that we went through, verse 40 to 45 of Daniel 11, because we note in verse 40 that although the King of the South is identified prophetically in the beginning of verse 40 is France, because France was the power that at that time controlled spiritual Egypt, which was atheism, and France wrote atheism into its constitution. We note that in that verse there came a time when Russia became the premier power that controlled spiritual Egypt, which was atheism, and in 1917 Russia wrote into its constitution communism as well, atheism. And we mark 1917 as a very important historical event in the course of the King of the South, because this is the Bolshevik Revolution. This is when the last King of the South is established in Russia after World War II. He's expanded to the Soviet Union. And many historians that talk about the Bolshevik Revolution call it the October Revolution because it took place in October. But if you study the information of the apparitions of Mary that are occurring in the world today, you'll find that without a doubt, the commentators to a man will say that the most important apparition of this century